97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. Belinda, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Let's dive right in. Belinda, tell us, what is Clear Water Retreat?
Clear Water Retreat is a space that I created from really a lot of learnings over the years, something that happened to me personally, and it created into a space that people could enjoy the outside of nature for healing. Also, my background and my education is in holistic health and with Ayurveda. So I use Ayurveda as the principle in my healings. I'm a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, and an energy body healer. So I kind of, when somebody comes to me, I wrap all those practices into one to help an individual get to their highest being and well and wellness.
I think about Ayurveda.
Yes, Ayurveda.
Is Indian. Is that correct?
Yes. It is based in India. It's about a 5,000-year-old healing system.
Yes.
Yes.
How long have you been involved with this practice?
I started with the Chopra Center in 2005. And have been with them ever since. And that's where I went for Ayurveda and embraced it, fell in love with it. And it's really what brought me back to wholeness when I was ill. So my passion for Clearwater Retreat is just tremendous because it came from my own personal journey of healing.
Yes. Can I ask what you did before you started this business?
Sure. Well, I was living in Europe at the time. I was in Prague in the Czech Republic when I got ill, and that's what made me start this. Before that, I was in London. And before that, I had 15 years in San Francisco where I worked for Levi Strauss & Company and started the Dockers brand, if anybody knows the Dockers brand.
Whoa, really?
Kathy Pant,
yes.
Yeah, so it's been a wonderful journey.
Well, what brought you to Chapel Hill?
I have two boys that go to UNC.
Go Heels.
I have one a freshman and one a senior, and they play for the lacrosse team, national champs.
Whoa!
Yes, so very exciting.
So you came here because your boys are going to school here.
And to start my dream.
And to start your dream. Oh, my goodness. What's your contact information, Belinda?
It is clearwater-retreat.org is my website. You can go there and find lots of information, services, and also I have a calendar that I update all the time, once a month, so you can go in and see by day what's happening at the retreat or weekend. There's always lots going on. I am on Facebook at Clearwater Retreat as well.
Right. Who is your ideal client?
Really, anyone searching. And maybe not even searching, but really want to understand themselves and understand how they can help themselves in a natural way.
Mm-hmm.
So I have younger, college-age clients all the way up to 70-year-old clients, mm-hmm. anywhere in that scheme.
Belinda, walk us through, a person calls you, hi, this is Sharon, I want to come see you. Walk me through what a session, I know no two are the same, but give us what a typical session might be like, please.
Yes. So if they're coming for, and I give me, they can be coming for many different things. So let's say they're coming for an Ayurvedic consultation, mm-hmm. and they come into my office at the retreat, and we'll go through a series of questions that will help me identify really what's going on with the individual. So whether it be an emotional thing that they're going through, whether it be a physical, is it mind? Is it body? And in Ayurveda, we look at the doshas, and there's three different mind-body constitutions. We'll identify that. We'll look at nutrition, because nutrition's such a big piece.
Yes.
Pranayama, or breath work, is another important piece. So we go through many kind of avenues to look at. And in the end, we may have a beautiful package that might represent Ayurveda. It may have some yoga pieces in it. If someone's suffering from a back issue, from constipation, or from just stress, so there'll be yoga pieces put in. I'll work with them on how to have a meditation practice, as all of these things have been scientifically proven to be so beneficial. So it's my whole goal is really to get them using all those practices to that really much better place than where they are now.
Do you find that you have repeat customers, or do they come by, they see you, and they're fixed, and then you don't see them anymore?
Well, a lot of times I see new ones quite often, and some I have back that keep coming back for more, especially in polarity. Polarity is such a powerful healing modality that it's energy work, but it also is cranial sacral work, foot reflexology work, past life work, clearing emotional things that are stuck in the body that often we don't even know are there and can heal us in so many different ways. So it's the most powerful. And that's something that people maybe want to come back for on a, like once a month, because there are many layers to the human body and many layers to our emotionals, you know, depending upon our age and when things happen to us. So it may take a few times to get those emotional blockages really removed. So that's where most people come back once a month for.
I'm assuming they have to have an appointment to come see you.
Always call for an appointment. Yeah.
Right. I'm fascinated by the fact you said past life work.
Yes.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, I just want to hear some more about that, because that alone might bring people to come see you and say, tell me more about that. Let's take a break.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. I didn't ask, but I'm assuming that your business is located in Chapel Hill. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. And because you have sons who go to UNC, who won lacrosse and we got the national championship, right? So
yes.
That brings that into us. When we left off, I was fascinated by the fact that you offer past life work. Tell us just briefly, what is that? What do you do?
Yeah, it's part of the polarity therapy that I do. And many people wonder, you know, what happened in my previous life? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Is there something that happened to me that's allowing or making me, they feel it's making them, go in a certain direction or a certain path in life? Or am I holding on to something that I need to let go of that no longer supports me? So when I go into polarity, we go into this at the end of the session, and I ask a series of questions, just kind of gently guiding you back in time. And from that guiding back, you're brought, this past life work is brought up for you or whoever's on the table. So things will again begin to appear for them. Like, oh, I see myself in a barn with horses, let's just say.
Yeah, as an example.
I'm laying in the corner and I'm crying. You know, so there's things that will come up that they're experiencing, and then we'll talk about it. And I'll keep guiding them to go deeper into it. What does it feel like? And also making sure they know they are completely safe.
Right. That's important.
Because whatever they're experiencing is something that happened in the past, not currently. And then when we come back, we'll talk about it, and we'll talk about the learnings that came from it and what is it that might be was holding you back in one area.
Wow.
And we can now release on that energetically.
Did I hear you say table? Are your patients, not your patients, are your clients laying down or sitting
yeah,
in a chair?
Yeah, they're on a massage table.
Oh.
Yeah, they're fully clothed, so it's not like a massage.
Okay.
Again, it's energy work. So they're laying on a massage table, just... Yeah.
Relaxing. That's
totally
what.
Relaxed.
Well, you have such a gentle voice. It's almost hypnotic. I can imagine your clients saying, yes, barn, right? Because it's a beautiful voice. Let's hear more about the business of your business. Belinda, how do you market your business?
That's a good question. And anybody out there that wants to help me?
You're open to it.
Right? I'm open to it.
Yes.
No, you know, that is the biggest challenge. I think, you know, when you're an owner of a business and you need to run the business and you need to market it and you need to do it, it can be a lot. Mm-hmm. So things that I have tapped into that have helped me is, one, I send out newsletters every month updating what's going on at the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
How did I even get a list to do that of local people when I'm brand new?
Right,
I went to the Oasis, and the Oasis is in Carrboro, and it's a beautiful little coffee shop feel that allows people to go in and share almost nightly what they do. And people can come in, don't have to pay for anything. You can get a cup of tea, and that's it, and
yeah,
just sit and enjoy. So I'm there twice a month just talking on random subjects on what I do. So that's where I got a lot of my contacts from. And then the other thing is I market through Facebook a lot. I do a lot of boosting. So
yes,
it gets
yes
beyond my own
yes
set of folks here.
Right,
at Chapel
you set
Hill
the parameters as to who should see your ad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I let that kind of go. I do that. Just going out and talking to the various locations like Honeysuckle Tea House, too. You know, those that are in the same feel as myself,
yes,
to let, you know, to spread my word, put a brochure up, a flyer up, and just kind of, you know, see how it expands from there. But it's a lot of talking, a lot of doing that sort of
right
thing.
Right. And I understand that you belong to the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce,
and
Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is such a wonderful way to, right, to meet people. I thought, wow, what a great thing is to be a member, a part of them.
Yes, and they can support you.
They have
you
been so supportive.
Belinda, why don't you give us your contact information again, please?
Yes, it's clearwater-retreat.org. Telephone number is 978-578-3811. You can reach me at belinda@clearwater-retreat.org.
.org. Got it. Got it.
Thank you.
Do you have any competitors in the area who do something similar to what you do?
No, not necessarily.
And okay,
I think that's where a lot of the excitement was, because a lot of people like to go to up in the mountains.
Asheville
yes area, where there's a lot of retreats,
oh, yes,
and opportunities there.
Yes.
So this is kind of your local Asheville retreat place, but here local for Chapel Hill.
Got it. And they love that.
Yeah.
What do you love about what you do?
Oh, gosh. What don't I like what I do? I like everything I do. I love people. I love working with people. I really do. I have a passion for helping.
Mm-hmm.
And that rolls out into everything that I do, whether it be yoga, meditation. I mean, I've spent a lot of time educating, reading, really being able to bring people from the heart.
And see the results, I can imagine, joy that you
yes
bring to people's lives. In our first segment, you mentioned how you've traveled Prague, San Francisco, so many. Did you have to get certifications in all of these areas that you practice?
Yes, absolutely. So I started that actually when I came back from Prague. That was my first start. And I went to Polarity School first. That was in Massachusetts. So I went for a year and became a registered Polarity practitioner.
Let me interrupt and ask, for our audience, including me, what is polarity?
So polarity is the energy body work. So that's what I do. That's on like the massage table that we do past life work in. And that's just a part of it. But it's many other aspects
okay
to it as well. Emotional
okay
releasing and
okay
just balancing of all the energies in the body. So that's what polarity is. It's
okay.
It's very, that's a cranial sacral work, foot reflexology work all wrapped up into one.
Into one. And
so
you call it polarity.
Huge, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's
okay
a huge piece of healing.
Yes.
And then that's where I learned about Ayurveda, because that was based in India. And so when I learned about it, I just dove into the Chopra Center in California and got all my certifications from them and went for Perfect Health and Ayurveda and advanced Ayurvedic work. work. And they're located all over the world.
Yes.
And certainly across the United States. So I am always tapping into the wisdom of what they're sharing constantly, which is beautiful.
Do you have to go back periodically for updates in case there's
yes.
something new in this field?
Yeah, but we are always, we have monthly as instructors, whereas monthly new workshops that we attend online. So we're always being updated. So we're never out of the loop on anything.
Right.
So any latest research, anything that's being done, they'll let us know.
Got it.
That's wonderful.
Do any of your customers, clients, whatever you call them, do you find that they just cry sometimes because they're so happy with what you've done for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do, especially in the polarity field. And I don't want to just keep going back to this, but
yes.
this is such a big piece. And in actually in all of them, because it touches them in a really, really profound way.
Let's take a break and come back and hear about that profound way. It sounds fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for staying with us. I'm having so much fun talking to my guest today, Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. Belinda, you started with our first segment telling us some of your offerings. Can you tell us some more for those who may have just tuned in and remind us of the heaviest things you do, heaviest in terms of the most important things you do?
Oh, boy. Well, they all are.
Yes.
But aside from just, but aside from being an Ayurveda consultant working with individuals, yoga, the meditation, and the polarity, I do various other things like cooking classes, Ayurvedic cooking classes. So you learn a little bit about what foods we call food is medicine. So what foods to eat to help you when it's by dosha. So much fun. I offer this every month. So sign up for that. It's mm-hmm. great fun. And then I do day retreats from 10 to 4. And it may be with different artists in the area. So I have an artist down the street. And we do echo printing. So we'll do a combination of going to her art studio, doing some art, and then coming up and doing the retreat with me, which includes all my specialties. And then there's DreamWorks coming up. We have a lady that's an expert in dreams. And so we're going to do DreamWorks and including my stuff from 10 to 4 as well. A silent retreat is coming up. So there's lots of offerings. That's why I say I encourage you to go to my website, go to the calendar and look at the calendar itself and
yes.
see all the different offerings that come.
Belinda, are you the only person who does all this at your beautiful office, at your retreat, or do you have a staff?
Mainly it's me. I have used interns at UNC to come and help me with the marketing or figure out Facebook and all those kind of things. And I also have a beautiful dog that is part of the retreat that is just a gem and helps others as well.
So. Is the dog on the payroll?
He is on the payroll. I tell you, he is so expensive. All the bones and haircuts. And,
But I imagine, I've often heard that pets are so therapeutic. Mm-hmm. What if someone comes in who's allergic or scared of dogs? What do you do then?
I have them outside, and I make sure that they're okay with the dog, or I let them know before they even arrive. And he either stays outside if that's the case. And if most people I find are so receptive.
Yes.
And very engaging with him that it's not a problem.
What kind of a dog?
It's a golden doodle. Golden retriever poodle.
Oh, my Lord.
So smart.
Look at that face.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Non-allergenic. So
okay.
His hair doesn't
and that works.
Allergies. And, yeah.
And you mentioned in the first segment that when I asked you about your ideal client, you said that it really is anybody in any mm-hmm. age group, male, female, anyone who needs what you offer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's end with you giving us your contact information, please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's Belinda at clearwaterretreat.org or clearwaterretreat.org or 978-578-3811.
Give that phone number one more time, please.
978-578-3811.
Thank you. Well, Belinda, it's been a joy having you here talking with us today. I wish you well with your business. It sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us at WCHL.
You bet. Thank you so much for
having
me. You're
very welcome. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been the lovely Belinda Macri, who is the owner of Clear Water Retreat. Thank you so much for listening. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you.